Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for sports with Mike Max on WCCO. Maxie, the Twins lose to Oakland 8-6 out on the West Coast last night. They'll do it again tonight, same time, same station. And Jake Odorizzi has to leave the game with a blister.
He was struggling. He even when he got out of a jam early in the game, he was up and down. He was fighting the strike zone. He was deep on counts. Everything else, it looked like something was bothering him. He was off his game. Now, last couple of weeks, he's had a couple like that where he hasn't been sharp like he was early in the year. And you hope that it was only a blister, was the only problem, because you can come back from that. They can be nagging, but you can come back from that pretty quickly. But he. He'd fall behind, and there weren't good hitters, just falling behind. And Chris Herrmann, of all people, former Twin that played kind of all over for him, was catching now for Oakland. And I said at 7:40, I don't know how Oakland finds these players that you think are just ordinary, and somehow they put together good seasons. But he ended up hitting a grand slam, and it just got the Twins had their chances, but it just got kind of ugly. Sano hit a home run to start it, and he had a sharp single in the ninth inning, too, to give him a chance. He's a chance to tie the game up, but he's at least dialed in over the last week, and they've been just a little bit clumsy, though. Just they haven't been sharp. You give up that many runs to Oakland, that's a little bit concerning.
They'll, again, as I mentioned, right here on the radio, home of the Twins tonight. You spent a lot of time out at the golf event yesterday.
Yeah, I was out there. First of all, it really comes at a good time from a sports standpoint, because from a content standpoint, there's nothing else going on. And so it's fun to be out there. It's fun to sit and visit with different people, and you run into people that you haven't seen for a while, that for different reasons. Yesterday they were playing practice rounds, and you watch them coming in on 18, and they'll drop three balls from the fairway, and they'll come up to they putt, and then they go off to wherever the most defined rough is, and they'll just they'll work it, and then they'll write a couple of notes down about what that's like on 18 if you go over the green, and if you leave it short, and all those things. And you realize what a science this is. And these guys come in, they're all independent contractors. They're all trying to make a payday out of it, and the incentive is incredibly high, and it's very, very difficult to make the cut and everything else, and they got to get their own travel and everything else. A lot of these guys had their sons and daughters with them too yesterday. That part of it. Yeah, so they're playing a practice round, and I suppose 4th of July especially, you want your family with you if you can. And they'd be able to walk with them, or sons, daughters, nieces, whatever it was. And you can see, boy, that's pretty good bonding when you can be with dad for 18 holes like that.
Yeah, because as a golfer, you are gone a lot.
Oh, but yeah, that's the other thing. There are no home games, unless you happen to be on some championship courses or live on Pebble Beach or whatever. But and the other part of it is, when you're not making a lot of money, you do have to travel even more, because you got to take a shot that you can win one of these. They were in Detroit this past weekend. They said they had good crowds there. It was a first time event, talking to different players. If you're on the cusp, you really have to, and you got to travel, and you got to be budget conscious, and you're not just coming and renting a house for a week. You're staying in a hotel, and you're trying to get by and trying to get to Saturday. And if you don't get to Saturday, then you're packing up again, either going home or going to the next tournament. But it's not the glamour that you see on Sundays when we're watching shot by shot going down the stretch.
Just chatting with Troy Merritt, I think we forget sometimes, Maxie, that these golfers, some of them are pretty good athletes. He was a captain of his basketball team that went to the state tournament at Spring Lake Park.
Yeah, I saw Troy yesterday coming in 18, and he's got that big beard now, man. He looked like he's warm out there. But, yeah, he moved here in 2001, I think it was. And so he's seen the growth of golf, and, of course, the TPC right in his backyard, being Spring Lake Park, is right in his backyard. So he's long kind of admired the course because of the Champions Tour. He got to see while he was growing up, and he's another nice young man out of this state. And, of course, he and Lehman and Lumpy are the three out there that we kind of know the best of the bunch.
Elsewhere, Maxie, as you mentioned, not a whole lot going on right now. The Timberwolves, I guess, we're kind of watching what happens there. They got one signing. No big deals, though, so far.
No, Venlo, I think that's actually his name, out of New York yesterday. No, 1 year, $2 million contract. And no, they have not. There have been no big splash on their end. I don't know, you know, how they go to camp right now. I just got to believe they're going to try to reconfigure that roster some more before they get to training camp, because as it sits, there's some real holes there and some issues of depth and everything else. So they've got to figure some things out there before they get better. And if you can't do it in free agency, and of course that market gets dry pretty quick and it's getting pretty dry right now, then you got to make some trades and some deals. And I don't know where that begins and ends for them. Gerson Rosas definitely has a plan. He's got his summer team here, of course, and they've been practicing the last couple of days at Target Center at the Mayo Clinic Square, and they'll go out to Las Vegas. And once in a while, you might find a player or two there, but you usually don't get much out of that. And Reed Travis, too, that's another name. I was talking to Jamar Diggs last night. Jamar was in studio with me, and Jamar runs the Twin Cities Pro-Am, and he just got done playing in France, his ninth year as a pro. And Reed Travis, I guess, I think he's going to play with Atlanta in the summer league, but of course, he had that great career at Stanford and Kentucky, and he's trying to make it in the NBA as well.
Yeah, I wish him the well, another great kid. Well, it'll be fun to see what happens here, and we'll keep an eye on it. But in the meantime, I know you got to go back out to that tournament, and hopefully stop by tomorrow morning if you're out. Well, you won't be out that early, probably.
I'm doing 9 to noon tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, tomorrow and Friday.
Are you going to be out the course?
No, I'll be right next to you, buddy. And so maybe you and I can sort it around there from 9 to 9:30.
I'll look forward to that. Maybe we can go out and hit 9 or 18 out there. Just
they won't care, will they?
Well, they're in threesomes, so maybe we can say, hey, you guys need a fourth, and just hop in with them.
Can I play through?
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
We'll get some good lines from golf movies, all right?
There we are. Absolutely. Hey, Max, I'll listen for you tonight, too.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
6:30 tonight, Sports to the Max and WCCO. We are taking your favorite lines from your favorite golf movie, and the winner's going to get tickets to the 3M Open. Here's a few more just came in.
You got a pool or a pond? Pond would be good for you, though.
Come and loop on my stretchy marks.
8:46. We'll check the business report next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.